tax increases on millionaires and billionaires may get the headlines from the state budget that made its way through the Capitol last week, but the plan also includes a tax cut for qualifying homeowners. To make sense of who gets what, we're joined once again by John Campbell, state editor for the USA Today Network in New York. Welcome back to the show, John. You ready to crunch some numbers for us?
Let's do it.
So broadly speaking, what is the eligibility criteria for this new property tax credit? And is there any sort of sense about what the average benefit might be?
Generally speaking, it is open to people who make less than $250,000 and who pay more than 6% of their income in property taxes. So if somebody's making $100,000 a year and they pay, say, $10,000 in property taxes, theoretically, they would qualify here. Now, there's some caveats and there's some calculations that are very complicated, but that's the general basis for who makes it. And the state's estimating that about 1.1 million homeowners are going to be eligible for this tax credit. That's about a quarter of the owner-occupied homeowners in New York, and they think that the average credit is going to be about $340. It can't be any higher than $350, and if it's any lower than $250, you don't get the credit at all. So there's some strange kind of eligibility stuff here, but basically a quarter of homeowners who live in their home that they own are going to be eligible.
Any lower than $250, you don't get anything? What do you mean by that?
Well, there's this complicated equation to try to figure out what your tax credit will be. And basically it is a percentage of any amount of property tax that you pay over 6% of your income. And for people who make less than $75,000 a year, you calculate that amount, and then you take 14% of it, and that's your tax credit. But if when you do that calculation, your payout, your credit, is less than $250, you don't qualify. You don't get a dime. So it's not entirely clear why that was worked into this bill, but the governor's office said last week that it was designed in a way to target the people who are most affected by high property taxes.
Well, it sounds like it was written by accountants who are looking for work as well.
Well, there's the accountants will be busy, and the TurboTax and Tax Act people are going to have to write some new code to make sure it shows up in their program, because it matters how much you make. If you make less than $75,000, there's one calculation. If you make between $75,000 and $150,000, there's a different calculation. And if you make more than $150,000 but less than $250,000, there's an entirely different calculation. And basically, it lessens the percentage of your excess property taxes that you get, the more money you make.
You mentioned the accountants and the TurboTaxes of the world, no free ads, but does that mean this is something that people will take advantage of when they file their taxes and not whenever they pay their local property tax or school tax bills?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So the STAR program, which many of your listeners will know, which is a school tax rebate program, some homeowners get that taken off their tax bill at the time they pay it. Other, mostly newer homeowners, they get it in the form of a check mailed to their home. This is different than that. This is a tax credit on your income tax return. You'll be able to claim this next year if you qualify, and you'd get $250 to $350 taken off your tax bill or added to your rebate. So yeah, it's different in that sense. And it's also important to note that this is on top of the STAR rebate program. The STAR program continues to exist as well.
Is there any sense of how much money this is going to cost the state to implement?
Yeah, the state is estimating that it's going to cost about $383 million a year, and the tax credit remains in place for the next 3 years, this year and the next 2 years. The first time that you'd be able to claim it is when you're filing your 2021 taxes, which you would do in 2022. So you do the math there. They're expecting 1.1 million homeowners to take advantage of this. The average credit they're expecting is $340. You add that up, it comes out to $383 million, about.
Was this proposal in the governor's original budget?
I don't know that off the top of my head. It's one that kind of took me by surprise when I was looking at the budget. I know that. But it's also important to note that this the governor crafted his budget at a time where he didn't know what kind of federal aid was going to come through, and it was more of a doom and gloom kind of scenario that he was painting out there. But, you know, I don't know off the top of my head if this was in the governor's original budget.
Property taxes are obviously something that homeowners all over the state are concerned about. But, you know, it's definitely something more front of mind for the New York City suburbs and other areas that might not have really thriving local tax bases. Is there any sense of whether this will be particularly beneficial to them, you know, be these people who have already been paying very high property tax bills, or is this more targeted based on, you know, lower income people?
A little from column A, a little from column B. You know, it's crafted in such a way where they're trying to get at people who pay a large percentage of their income to property taxes. But that's going to exclude, the way that they did it is going to exclude a lot of middle-class homeowners who might otherwise expect that they would be included in this. You know, the STAR program is much more expansive. The STAR program applies to anybody who makes less than $250,000. This is much more exclusive. And it's also, you know, it's crafted in a way that lower incomes will qualify more easily, and people who pay a lot in terms of dollar amounts in taxes are going to qualify more easily. And that means that you will see people, you know, on Long Island, in the northern New York City suburbs, Westchester County, Putnam County, Rockland County, those are people that pay, in terms of dollar amounts, a large amount of property taxes. And it seems, by doing some calculations here and by the state's equation that they laid out, that they may be the ones who benefit along with the low-income folks across the state.
With the way the state budget works, is this some program that's essentially set it and forget it, and it's going to be guaranteed for the next 3 years? Or do you anticipate that lawmakers and the governor are essentially going to have to find the, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars needed every year to fund this in order to keep it going for the 3 years that it's planned for?
Well, it's planned for 3 years, but as you know, and as you mentioned there, I mean, the budget is done in a one-year cycle. So it's set and forget, but they can always revisit it, right? You know, they have it set in law that this would be in effect for the next 3 years, but that always can be revisited. And if, you know, there is some sort of budget crunch next year, maybe it is something that comes up on the chopping block. But, you know, they approved it in the budget this year for the next 3 years, three tax years, 2021, 2022, and 2023. But, you know, as with anything budgetary, it is subject to review in each of the budget processes, you know, the annual budget process at the state capitol.
So, John, the budget itself is, you know, hundreds of pages long, and I find it to be pretty complicated. So how did you end up, you know, figuring out all of this? I know, at least it's my understanding, you're not a CPA by training. So how did you make sense of all this?
You're right, Dave. I'm not a CPA by training. If I was, I'd make more money, I'm sure. But, you know, it's laid out in detail in one of the budget bills, the revenue bill, which we might call the big ugly because of so many things that are thrown into it. And they lay it out line by line. They say, you know, to calculate this, this is the numerator of the fraction. This is the denominator. And, you know, between that and some back and forth with the division of budget, you were able to calculate it. But, you know, accountants will have the rest of the year to figure it out, quite frankly. And like I said, you know, those programs that a lot of people use to do their taxes, you know, they'll have something built into their program next year for New York State taxpayers who are doing their taxes there.
Well, we've been speaking with John Campbell. He is the state editor for the USA Today Network in New York and my informal tax advisor. John, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.